I'm John Moe. This is Future Tense from American Public Media, your guide to technology and the modern world. I want to talk about what happens when you die. There are procedures for what happens to your body and all your worldly possessions, but what about the parts of you that live online? Facebook page, photos on Flickr, your avatar in some online game, email. See, those things are not you exactly, but they're not objects either. It's a shadow of who you are in this semi-alive entity called the internet. What happens to this digital shadow when you die?
Facebook has sort of taken over my life, and there's so many photos on it that do not exist anywhere else. And those are the things that I think would be the most important to people that I left behind. All of these things online, no one would even know how to get to if I was gone because I'd never documented or written it down anywhere.
Carrie Holtzmeister lives in Auburn, Alabama.
I would probably like my Facebook page to stay up. I would probably like for my other accounts to be deactivated, but for my online friends that I chat with frequently to be alerted so that they could in some way take part of any memorial that would actually occur after my passing.
Part of why Carrie is thinking about this lately involves what happened to someone on her roller derby team.
A girl in the roller derby community passed away, and her family has kept her pictures up. They kind of have memorialized her through their own pages, and I think that there's something about that that I think it's helpful, but it's almost as if they're subsuming their own identity now just to memorialize her on their page instead of, you know, keeping up her page and keeping it going as a place where people can visit. You know, it's almost like making your own home into a mortuary after a loved one passes away instead of being able to go to the cemetery and visit a tombstone. So I feel like it'd be important to have that separate online space for remembering me.
We're sharing more and more of our lives online, but when it comes to death and online, we're still trying to figure that out. Facebook relies on family or friends to notify the company when someone dies, otherwise they leave the page up, as is. That's led to weird moments where Facebook will suggest you get back in touch with someone, but you can't. Lisa Granberg sees a need and an opportunity.
We actually perform your last wishes online.
She started mywebwill.com. It's a service that's being tested in Sweden. They plan to bring it to the U.S. in a few months. We reached her in Stockholm.
So they come to us, decide if they want to deactivate, if they want us to change the account in some way, or transfer your account details to a loved one.
That's quite a responsibility.
It is, yeah.
It's quite a commitment, too, because if somebody's 20 years old now and they die when they're 100, they're making an investment that you're going to be with this thing for a while.
We take this really seriously and compare ourselves to insurance companies or estate planners.
Well, then how do we know you'll stick around? Lots of web companies come and go.
Our aim is to be here for a long, long time. And if not me personally, definitely some other company or someone else.
How is the material you're covering different from what's normally covered in a standard death situation?
First of all, in the offline life or the physical life, the material is open. On the online life, it's password protected, and that's the biggest difference. Your relatives or loved ones might not be able to actually log into your accounts. And we also have another problem, which is that people tend not to know where actually the died one has been on the internet. And people do have a lot of friends online that they might not have a relationship sort of offline. We usually say that where there's life, there's death. But the big difference here is that it's all password protected.
We've posted links to companies that are trying to sort this out at futuretense.publicradio.org. We want to hear your thoughts about this one, too. Have you made plans for your online life after your offline life is over? Let us know. Carrie, whom we talked to earlier in the show, is part of our Public Insight Network. You can sign up to be part of that, too, at our website, futuretense.publicradio.org. Producer Larissa Anderson is here. Hello, Larissa.
Hey, John. I was just reading about a British cat named Oscar.
Okay. Tell us about Oscar.
Well, he lost both of his back paws in a farming accident, something with a combine harvester.
Okay. Don't tell me anymore.
Okay. Well, Oscar got help from a veterinary surgeon who developed a revolutionary kind of paw implant.
What's so revolutionary about it?
These metal implants were drilled into his legs, and eventually Oscar's skin and bones will fuse with the metal.
Bionic kitty.
The owners are hoping this breakthrough can help advance the technology for artificial limbs for humans.
And we have a video of Oscar the bionic cat at futuretense.publicradio.org. This is Future Tense. I'm John Moe.